Joy to the world. They're certainly having their joy. So let's go back and get some more of that joy. These are the artists of Meek Records here on Sounds of Praise.
We'll be right back. Saint Joseph, glory to glory, glory to the newborn King. I got joy, don't get my soul. The world didn't give it, so I can't take it. I've got joy, joy, joy.
It's 9 minutes past the hour of 7 a.m. here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. I'm your host, evangelist and pastor teacher Donnelly Vernon Brown on this Sunday, December the 16th, 2018 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts, and we're featuring music of the Christmas season. On this last set, we heard the Boys Choir of Harlem with This Christmas, Jose Feliciano with Feliz Navidad, the late Whitney Houston with O Come Emmanuel, Point of Grace with The Giver and The Gift, and we concluded the set with the artists of Meek Records with Joy to the World. And that was so nice, we went back and played that one twice. 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Music requests, dedications, prayer requests, praise reports. We plan to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise sometime around 7:15, but it's still not too late to get in your prayer requests or your praise report. Give us a call, 1-855-915-WMFO. This is Santana and Posada here on Sounds of Praise.
Thank you.
Santana here on Sounds of Praise. And that was Posada, which means a pilgrimage to Bethlehem. Okay, 716 is the When You Pray and When You Praise segment of the ministry, the United Prayer and Praise segment of the ministry. But it's still not too late to get in your prayer requests or your praise report. 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. And to lead us into the When You Pray and When You Praise segment of the ministry, Fred Hammond, Brian Courtney Wilson, Eric Robeson, and Dave Hollister, the United Tenors, would come on. Let's pray here on Sounds of Praise.
Right.
Okay, 729 here on Sounds of Praise. This is the United Prayer and Praise segment of our ministry. And we have a number of prayer requests. We're praying for V. V is looking to God for victory in his finances. V, who's looking to God for victory in his finances. We're praying for D. D said that he's been developing a scratchy throat. Praying that God's going to deliver him. D, looking for God's deliverance from a scratchy throat. We're praying for K, looking for deliverance from God. K, looking for deliverance from God. Then we're praying for Michelle of Medford. Haven't heard from her in 2 weeks, but we're praying that God's going to minister on her behalf. She's been suffering various physical problems in her body and been unable to go to church. And we're praying that God's going to minister in every area, also deliver her from smoking. Michelle of Medford. Then we're praying for E. E is looking for deliverance from cancer. E, looking for God's touch upon his body, deliver him from cancer. Then there's GR, recovering from a fall. GR, recovering from a fall. Pray that God's going to touch her body and raise her up. Let's look to God in prayer. Eternal Father, in the name of Jesus, we come this Christmas season thanking and praising you for the ability that you provided for us so that we may come boldly before your throne of grace and obtain your mercy and find grace to help in time of need. And these are indeed needy times, Lord. We pray that you can continue to minister in the life of your servant as we look to you in faith and as we bring the various individuals who are going through various tests and trials. Pray you would minister in their behalf as well. We bring V before you, looking for victory in his finances. Work powerfully in the life of your servant, Lord. Give him the deliverance and the victory that you alone can give, even during these times, Lord, where things may be forced to spend even beyond his means. Lord, we pray that you would do that which you alone can do, because you're the giver of every good and every perfect gift. And may you give him the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding that as long as he places his faith and trust in you, you will provide for his every need. And many will be blessed and strengthened through his life and through his testimony, is our prayer in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And we're praying for D, who's looking to you, Lord, for deliverance from a scratchy throat. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, touch your servant from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. Lord, by your stripes, we claim healing in his behalf in the mighty name of Jesus. Nothing is too hard for you. And therefore, Lord, because he's trusting you to deliver him in this situation, we're praising you in advance for all that you're going to accomplish in and through his life. And may great and mighty things be accomplished, Lord, because of his faith in you and your ability to work powerfully in the life of those who place their faith and trust in you. And thank you for great and mighty works and a tremendous testimony in the days which are ahead, is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. And K, who's looking to you, Lord, for deliverance, Father, right now we pray you would bring this individual as into the center of your perfect will. May he recognize, Lord, the need to surrender himself totally to your control. Father, what other areas he may look for deliverance from can only come from you. And we pray you would work powerfully in his life. Give him the strength. Give him the anointing. Destroy yokes. Set him free, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. And may he realize it's come from your hand. And may he in turn surrender himself totally to you and to your control. And we're praising you in advance for all you're going to accomplish, is our prayer in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And for Michelle of Medford, Lord, who we haven't heard from in a couple of weeks, pray, oh God, you would minister on behalf of sister, Lord. Touch her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Father, the vision problem, the back problems, the smokings, whatever else the problem might be, we know you're the deliverer, you're the provider of every good and every perfect gift. And may she continue to look to you in faith, even for the ability to go to church, Lord, when the opportunity arises. And may she be delivered in such a tremendous way that she might have a tremendous testimony to others of what you've accomplished in her life, and may many be born into the kingdom through her life and through her testimony, is our prayer in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And we bring E before you, Lord, who's looking to for your deliverance from cancer. We recognize, O Lord, nothing is too hard for you. What doctors and medicine and science can accomplish, Lord, we pray that you would accomplish in the life of this individual. May he recognize there are individuals who are praying for him. And may his faith be encouraged and strengthened to go forward in you. And may he be given a tremendous testimony of the wondrous works, the healing power of Jesus Christ in and through his life. And may he tell others of the wondrous works he's received from your hand, is our prayer. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. And for G.R., who's recovering from a fall, we pray you touch your servant, Lord, from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, Lord. Let healing virtue flow out right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray, O Lord, that she might be strengthened, that there might be no bones broken, Lord, and she might be able to recover. Give her strength to walk, Lord, and may her life continue to be a testimony of the wondrous things that can be accomplished in the lives of those who put their faith and trust in you. And we thank you in advance for all you're going to accomplish and for the tremendous testimony she's going to have of healing from your hand. And may many be won into the kingdom through her life and through her testimony is our prayer in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. It's 7:35 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet, streaming live, WMFO.org, multicasting and iTunes.com, radio and YouTube. I'm your host, evangelist and pastor, teacher Don Lee Vernon Brown. We are bringing you music of the Christmas season. I want to inform you, if you aren't aware, if you have a prayer request or a praise report when Sounds of Praise is not on the air, you can get it to us on our off-air phone number, which is 781-648-5158, 781-648-5158. Or you can write to us at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y-V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V-B at Verizon.net. And as soon as I receive your information, I'll begin praying with you or praising God with you. And then I'll bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry so that many Christians in our audience can also join in and lift up your request or your praise report before God's throne. That number again, 781-648-5158. Or you can write to us at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y-V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V-B, at Verizon.net. And like I said, soon we receive it, we'll begin praying for you immediately. And then we'll bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry so that many Christians can also join in and lift up your prayer request or your praise report before God's throne. 7:37 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Hopefully you've been enjoying the program. I've been enjoying bringing it to you. Music of the Christmas season. Oh, and next Sunday, December the 23rd, will be our special Christmas program. Don't have a title for it yet, but that sounds good. A very special Christmas program coming your way next Sunday, 5 a.m. here on WMFO in Medford. You don't want to miss that. Okay, we've got 23 minutes left to go here into this program, and this is, hopefully you've been enjoying it. I've been enjoying bringing it to you. This is Richard Smallwood and Vision Choir here on Sounds of Praise, and the song is entitled Glory and Honor to the Newborn King.
While shepherds watched, their flocks by night, such a wondrous sight. The sky was filled with a holy light, holy light. And angel voices filled that lonely night. I can hear the angels sing, there was a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, hallelujah, hallelujah in the highest.
In the highest.
Oh, glory.
Glory.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah
in the highest.
In the highest.
I can hear the angels sing.
In the highest.
Let there be peace.
And from Richard Smallwood and Vision Choir with Glory and Honor to the Newborn King, this is Pastor Marvin Sapp and commissioned and honor the King here on Sounds of Praise. And from Glory and Honor to the Newborn King and Honor the King, this is Pastor Donnie McClurkin and Pastor Marvin Sapp, Israel Houghton with Come As You Are.
Surrender. You'll never be the same.
In the background, we have Pastor Donnie McClurkin, Pastor Marvin Sapp, and Israel Houghton with Come As You Are. Yes, Christmas is the time of giving gifts, and we take our lead from the fact that Jesus came and he gave the world the greatest gift, the gift of salvation. And we can't close this program without giving you that opportunity. If you've never received Jesus Christ as personal Savior, or if you have, but you strayed from where you should be in him, this is your opportunity to come to him just as you are and receive the gift of eternal life. We're all going to live eternally someplace. But he said those who place their faith and trust in him will live eternally with him forever. And I believe that's what every person wants, not only to have the blessings that this life can give, but to have the blessings that eternity alone can provide through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you would like that to take place in your life, I want to lead you in a simple prayer. There's no magic in the words, but if you mean what the words are saying, God will bring his salvation gift into your life this very day. Won't you pray this prayer? Dear Father, I recognize that the Christmas season is a time for giving, and you have given your son to die in my place in payment for the sin that's in my life. And I can receive his gift right now by yielding myself to him and to his control, so I might receive the eternal gift of being right with God, the gift that will never fade away, the gift that will lead me from this life into life eternal with him. So Jesus, I'm accepting your gift. Receive me as your child. Cleanse me from all sin, all unrighteousness. Then lead, guide, and direct me by your word so that I might live a life that's pleasing in your sight and that will draw others to know you as their Savior and Lord, is my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. If you pray that prayer, or if you say anything as simple as, Lord, save me, and if you mean it, God's done it. And if you've done that, I want to know about it. Why? Because I have some material to help you know what to do now that you've given your life to him. And you can call me while I'm on the air. I'll be here about 8 o'clock, a little bit thereafter, putting my things away. Give us a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-WMFO. And if by chance you're not near a phone, you can still receive that material by writing to me at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, VB at Verizon.net. And we'll send the material out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. You have my word on that. You don't have to worry about us pressuring you to join our church. You just need to let God guide you as to what church you should become part of. We're not going to be writing to you at some future date for money. We're not going to come to your house unannounced. We're not going to sell your name and address for some of the group's mailing list. We're not going to do any of those things. I promise you that. We're only going to continue to pray that you grow in your new life in Jesus Christ. That number again, while I'm on the air, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Or you can write to me, Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, VB, at Verizon.net. And like I said, we'll send the material out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. You have my word on that. And all you have to do to continue in your new life in Jesus Christ is let him have his way. He knows all things. Fred Hammond, and Lord, have your way.
You know, life's challenges can leave us speechless sometimes. A situation or an issue can leave us heavy-hearted, or we can find our backs up against a wall. But there is a help that comes from heaven that will bring peace in the middle of that storm if we can just find the faith to say, Lord, have your way. Lord, have your way. Lord, have your way in my life. Somebody,
Lord, have your way.
Let all the people say, oh yeah, I admit it's not the easiest thing to say. Even Jesus found himself having to say it like this.
Father God, come to you in this garden all alone. My friends are few, my nerves. My strength is almost gone, so I'm asking you, please let this bitter cup pass, but in the end it's your will, not mine, so I'll say,
my
life, let all the people say.
You just gotta throw your hands up. And even with your head hanging low, you gotta find the strength to look up and know your help comes from God. Oh, I've been there, but let me stand in the gap right now for that family that's going through.
And come before you, Lord, bombarding heaven to make our request known. We ask you to make straight, and can you remove some of this heavy load? But if you choose not to remove, your grace is more than enough.
Have
your way in our life. Let everybody say,
surrender
your way,
Okay, it is 7:59 and Bit Day is here for a little while. They're going back home on Wednesday. But